Welcome to the Industrial IoT Spotlight, your number one spot for insight from industrial IoT thought leaders who are transforming businesses today, with your host, Eric Walenza.
This podcast is brought to you by PTC and LiveWorks, the world's most respected digital transformation conference. In this series, we will feature partners of PTC who are driving digital innovation and value creation today. Welcome back to the IoT Spotlight podcast. I'm your host, Eric Walenza, CEO of IoT1. And today we're hosting Sophie Sun. Sophie is the Managing Director of the China Innovation Hub and the Vice President of Strategy and Transformation at Merck Group. Merck is a market-leading science and technology company that specializes in healthcare, life sciences, and performance materials. And with Sophie, we'll be discussing how Merck collaborates with startups and local governments to explore new technologies through the Innovation Hub. We'll also discuss some of Merck's partnerships with data platform companies to develop track and trace solutions and to improve R&D efficiency. I hope you enjoy the discussion. Sophie, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today about Merck Group and some of your innovation initiatives in China today.
Thank you, Erica.
So Sophie, even though Merck Group is a global market leader, it's an industrial company that's focused on science and technology. So I think a lot of our readers or our listeners won't be so familiar with the business. Let's start by just giving a quick introduction to the scope of Merck's business and maybe some examples of some of the areas where you are innovating.
So Merck is a company with a long history, and we have a history of 350 years. Actually, we celebrated the 350 years anniversary last year. But we are both old and young. Why we are young? Because we are actually consisted of a group of people with curious minds dedicated to human progress. And we always believe that innovation and breakthrough technologies is the driving force to make Merck have been advancing and progressing in the past 350 years. And so that's also why we think innovation is very important. And we are driving this through our three sectors and also a cross sector of the new technology. So we're active in healthcare, life science, and performance materials. So a lot of people probably are quite familiar with our healthcare business. We do prescription drugs and in oncology, immunology, immuno-oncology, and also on fertility and cardiovascular areas, among others. And we also do provide innovative tools and equipments for the labs. And we have an industry-leading e-commerce platform, especially after we acquire Sigma Orange. And so for performance material, we have the materials that we provide for the semicon, the surface solutions, and also the display solutions. So quite dynamic and diversified technologies and business in those three industries. We do recognize that there is a big synergy among those three sectors. And also nowadays, we see more and more kind of interaction and convergence, like, for example, among the electronics and the healthcare, and also and the new ways of treating diseases because of the cell-based therapy and gene therapy. So you can see that the life science and the healthcare area also have a lot of interactions. So that's why we do look at the new technologies that also between and beyond the current businesses. We actually set up the innovation centers and hubs globally, and to look at and to explore and develop those new technologies also between and beyond the current businesses. So for example, I'm currently running the China Innovation Hubs, and we look very actively the new technologies in the China innovation ecosystem. And we work with the startups, the academia, and also VCs, and also a lot with the Chinese government. They also have the incubator, the high-tech parks. So we work very closely also with them.
So Sophie, thank you for that. Your business is certainly very diverse. So you're covering a lot of different domains, and then you're also sitting on both sides of the table, so to speak. So you're using digital technologies in your operations to improve R&D efficiency, but you're also in your material science business, really in some areas at the cutting edge of developing new sensors and so forth. So I'm interested in digging in a little bit more to how you innovate in this, you know, these very dynamic and kind of deep science domains, and in particular, why you've chosen as a company to focus on open innovation, or to invest so heavily in open innovation here in China. Maybe you can talk a bit more about the accelerator program that's recently kicked off and why this open innovation model makes sense for Merck.
So I think you mainly covered two topics. One is about the digital technology, and another is about how we actually leverage some programs to engage startups and to explore some new technologies. So the first one about the digital technologies, and we do see that China has a very booming development of the digital technology. And so no matter it's the BAT companies or the unicorn startups, China is really leading the way of the world. And I often amazed by how many unicorn startups is from China. And we know that it's among the top 10 unicorn startups globally, 5 from China. And also the BAT company actually invested a lot of startups, not only by building their own platforms and technologies, but also investing into those startups. To encourage the overall industry, the digital ecosystem in China. So that's why we are very actively look into this area. And so we do see there's quite some companies that are providing the digital solutions that could transform our businesses. For example, we formed a partnership with Ali Health recently, to leverage their, for example, the track and trace technology for our general medicine business franchise. And we also leverage their other platforms to help on the disease awareness and diagnosis for our fertility and oncology business franchises. It's really a very a promising area. And you mentioned about the kind of synergy and interaction between our performance materials, science, technology, and also our healthcare. So here I want to give an example of the biosensing and interfaces, which is an innovation field that leverage our technology, both in the sensor technology, which from our performance material sector. And we use the sensor to capture the parameters of human body and then analyzes data with machine learning AI technology, and then apply those insights into the healthcare area. And no matter is to improve the diagnosis or the provide optimized treatment solutions. So those actually is a good way to leverage the synergy of those different sectors. And we do have a accelerator program which want to actually leverage it to, one is to enable the startups who are either in China or who are interested in entering China market, to be able to access Merck's technology and expertise and also network. And then, of course, at the same time, Merck also wants to being able to access the new technologies through those startups, and also access to some talents and also the other entry resources that the startup could also provide to Merck. We see this kind of a win-win platform for both the startups to benefit from Merck's expertise and resources, and then at the same time for Merck to explore some new technologies, which is either between or beyond current business or on the very cutting edge area of the existing business. So it's a program that we open to the Chinese startups and also international communities. 3 months program, which the startups either in the healthcare or life science or performance material or emerging technology, like for example, what I mentioned about the biosensing interfaces or the other digital technologies such as the AI application in healthcare area. So those startups could apply for our program. And this year we actually had quite encouraging results so far. We had more than 200 applications, and we had the selection days and 2 days ago to have the interviews and to have the demo days with the 18 startup which entered our shortlist. So we had actually 18 startups from 9 cities, including also those from Singapore or Taiwan and Hong Kong. And so very interesting technologies and business models. So we look forward to narrow down and finally to accept 5 to 6 startups to into our program. So what's actually unique about our program is that we do also let the startups to leverage our global network, because we also have an accelerated program in Germany. So for those startups enter the China program, they will also got the opportunity to attend the bootcamp to understand the European market. So of course, at the same time, for those startups who joined our Germany headquarter accelerator program, they could also come to China for the bootcamp to explore the China ecosystem here. Merck truly wanted to let the startup to benefit from our global network of the expertise and also the resources. Of course, this three program is not the end of the collaboration with the startups. It's only the beginning. So after the program, the startups could further work either with our R&D department for co-development or work with our business units for some joint projects, or accept the investment from our corporate venture capital, the M Ventures. And they could also further, of course, work with the innovation hub and for further incubation. Really a lot of opportunities. And this program helped to form an alumni network for those startups to also keep the communication and learning experience with each other.
Incredible opportunity for a startup, because this is a very challenging domain for a startup, very different from consumer technology, where a smart team can put together a product in 6 months with a couple $100,000 of investment. In the domains where you're active, really the technology development cycle, it's long and it's expensive, and it requires really deep insight into the future. So it's an incredible opportunity for a startup to be able to work together with Merck on this. Curious, Sophie, because you have this program active in a few different countries, how do you, from the, you know, maybe if we look at the types of companies you're working with or the needs that those companies have, do you see significant differences between the companies that you would be incubating or collaborating with here in China versus the ones in Germany or in the US market?
Well, I would see that is, so some startups, when they are interested in the China program, and I would see that also a lot of attractiveness comes from the market and the channel and the large customer base here, that they can test their products. I think that's something different from those startups who joined the Germany program. And to my understanding, And so, and also we can understand from those startups in our German program, they actually also attend the selection day through the Skype and to talk about why they want to join the bootcamp in China. I think that's probably something different. Except for the technologies and the expertise that Merck can provide, and they also actually see the big benefit to leverage Merck's channels and customer base and in China, and because of this is a quite unique market. And also people here are quite open to new technologies and faster adopters. And so I think that's something I think is different. We see a lot of companies who are very active in the digital area. It could also be because here in China, there's the digital technologies is very leading. And so we have more startups who are active in this area. So comparing with the portfolio of the headquarter startups, we also see at least more applications in the digital technology area.
Yeah, that's a great point. Actually, earlier this morning, I was just sitting down with the CTO of a company that's also looking at whether they should be doing more innovation in China. And it was exactly for these points that you mentioned, that in terms of digital technology, China development is very strong and companies are very quick to test out new concepts, new business models, new solutions, but also that the market is very open to new solutions. And I think that that extends from the end consumer up through the government. So the government is also fairly, I would say, even entrepreneurial in terms of allowing new models and testing new models in a way that maybe in Europe, it takes a little bit longer for something to, you know, work its way through a traditional process. So that really accelerates the innovation process here. So interesting validation.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I think the Chinese government really play a very important role in the China ecosystem. And I mean, no matter the entrepreneurship or innovation initiative started by Premier Li Keqiang and all the Made in China 2025 or Internet Plus, and those actually all the very favorable policies that could encourage the Chinese startups to really drive their technologies. And the government also provides some very good facilities and also incentive policies to encourage development. So, for example, that and we also work quite closely with the Guangdong Guangzhou government, and we have set up the agreement with them, and so we are building two sites and of the innovation hubs, one in Shanghai, one in Guangzhou, and so we do see a lot of support from the Guangzhou government, especially after the launch of the Greater Bay Area initiative from the government. You can see a lot of favorable policies and opportunities coming out from the Greater Bay Area, right? Now, of course, Shanghai, and I mean, the Yangtze River Delta area is also a very booming ecosystem for the biotech and also for the digital area. A lot of opportunities that the government actually created for the startups.
Mm. Sophie, let's go back and touch a little bit more on the partnership with Alibaba that you mentioned, especially this track and trace solution. I think that's very, very interesting. Is my understanding correct that this is for tracking your product through the supply chain to maintain kind of the safety and the quality, or does it have other applications as well?
Yeah, that's correct. It's mainly for that purpose. And but of course, and through this, we could also actually have a better understanding of the patient behavior, right? The patient purchasing habit, and could help us to understand better of the patient's needs, and in addition to managing the supply chain and the anti-counterfeit function. we do see that the cooperation could bring us multiple actually benefits, other than the supply chain management and the insight into the patient, into this behavior is actually very, very useful also. So Merck do see that the digital technology and especially AI is not only actually work for the commercial side. We think it's also very critical on helping the R&D part. Last year, we announced the intention to form a JV with Palantir on Syntropy, which is a platform that we could get the data from the cancer centers and then provide the aggregated data to the researchers and the clinicians, which could help them to actually provide better treatment options because of the insight they got from the data. And we see a lot of times that the data is isolated and it couldn't really be accessed. And so but through this, we are able to actually help the patient being able to get better treatment because of the data insight we got from this platform. Another another collaboration we just actually formed. We formed the collaboration with the Actos for the generative artificial intelligence technology, which they will actually help on three discovery projects, and they will help to reduce the cost and also speed the discovery process. So it's a lot of exciting technologies we see that could really help the pharmaceutical industry, both on the commercial side and also on the R&D side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know if we actually also recently announced that we have been granted a U.S. patent for novel combination of AI and blockchain technology aimed at providing a solution for secure integration of physical products into the digital world. A lot of things and going on, and both internally for the pipeline we are developing in our innovation center, all through the collaborations with the external companies, we see a lot of opportunities and promising future.
Yeah, very interesting. So, Sophie, I'm interested in understanding your perspective on how the talent pool needs to change or should change, because of course, you're coming from an expertise in material science and chemistry, and now you're talking about a lot of areas where it's more about data science and IT. Going forward, do you see Merck primarily working with partners and you're providing the industry expertise, but they're providing the data science and IT expertise? Or is Merck also hiring thousands of developers and data scientists? And is that part of the future of Merck, of having a strong internal competence also in that space?
So the digital technology is transforming the industry we're in, right? No matter is healthcare or life science or performance materials, and it's transforming those industries. And everyone who work for those industries and need to be digital savvy and need to have the digital mindset and the skills to be able to understand the industry and do their work right. So I believe that just by hiring a lot of professionals specialized on IT probably is not enough to help on this transformation. So it's really the whole company need to be mobilized and to work toward that, to embrace the change and to have the culture change. So, and of course, we see a lot of advantages of collaborating with the external partners. So that's why we formed the partnerships with the digital players, and so to leverage their expertise in that area, and then combine with Merck's expertise in the healthcare, life science, and performance materials, and explore new innovations. I would say that First, it's a transformation that requires the whole company, all the employees to embrace and to change their culture and mindset. And at the same time, the open innovation, the collaboration with external partners is also very critical. That's also why we're having the innovation hub and globally, and especially we see these opportunities in China to really tap into this digital, booming digital opportunities this country brings to us.
That's a great perspective. Yeah, it's not just around hiring data scientists. It's around transforming the mindset and to an extent, the skill sets or the understanding of the entire organization, and then working with specialized partners. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, this is a challenge that many companies are facing right now, figuring out the right way to transform their teams in order to be prepared for the future. So, Sophie, very interesting. Thank you for sharing so far this kind of higher level picture. Now, maybe we can talk for the last several minutes here about your approach and some of the details around the setup of the innovation hub in China and also where you see this going in the future.
Sure. Thanks, Eric. For the China Innovation Hub, we started more than 1 year ago. Our CEO, Stefan Oschmann, announced the setup of China Innovation Hub in February last year when he visited China. And he earlier that year, he was attending the Global Fortune Forum and then also visited some biotech companies and also some digital companies. And so understand that it's the China market is really booming. And before that, we only had the innovation center in Darmstadt, our headquarter, and also Silicon Valley hub. And then, with the importance of the China market as a strategic market for Merck, and also a lot of innovation opportunities here, and we decided to also set up the China Innovation Hub here. And so for the China Innovation Hub, we look at the innovation areas, both for within sector and also especially cross-sector and beyond the current business. And we look at the innovation fields such as biosensing and interfaces and liquid biopsy, which is good and have implications for the global market. But at the same time, we also look at China for China innovation field, meaning that which the innovation area might not be necessarily the priority for our global business, but have big needs here in China, for example, the diabetes area. We do the scouting, and we work with the academia. For example, we formed a partnership with Peking University. We also work with Hong Kong University of Science and Technology and Tsinghua University on several research projects. So we also do the ideation and internally with the employees to generate ideas from within. And through our accelerator program, we attract the startups who are active in the areas we're interested in.
Great. Well, it sounds like a really exciting initiative, both in terms of the technology you're dealing with, but also in terms of the approach working with the local governments and also with the startup ecosystem. Sophie, I wish you a lot of success in the future in building this program up. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. I really do appreciate your sharing.
Thank you, Eric.
This episode of the Industrial IoT Spotlight podcast is part of a collaboration with PTC, the global software company that helps companies design, manufacture, operate, and service things for a smart, connected world. To learn more about PTC, visit www.ptc.com. And to collaborate on future podcasts with IoT One, please feel free to reach out to us at team@iotone.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Industrial IoT Spotlight. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at IoT1HQ and to check out our database of case studies on IoT1.com. If you have unique insight or a project deployment story to share, we'd love to feature you on a future edition. Write us at eric.walenza@iot1.com.